poll, only 11% strongly approve of Joe Biden's handling of immigration. By Neil Monroe on October 6, 2021. Only 11% of Americans strongly support President Joe Biden's easy migration, pro-amnesty immigration policies, according to a Morning Consult poll. The poll also shows 44% strong opposition to Biden's policies, even as his deputies push hard to expand the inflow of visa workers and chain migration migrants in the pending $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. The strong responses are more important than the somewhat reactions because they are far more likely to influence voting in 2022. Overall, the October 2 to 4 poll of 1,998 registered voters showed 33% support and 59% opposition to Biden's policy of forcing Americans to compete with legal and illegal migrants for jobs and housing. The poll results are sharply different from the industry-funded, pro-amnesty, rose-tinted push polls used to promote the pending amnesties in the U.S. Senate. For example, a September 1 survey by the American Business Immigration Coalition, ABIC, claims that roughly 75% of voters support the amnesty proposals in the Democrats' budget reconciliation spending bill. However, the GOP may choose to miss the political opportunity to win over swing voters with the promise of pro-family, pocketbook immigration reform. For many years, donor-funded GOP leaders, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA and Representative John Katko, RNY, and their staff, have downplayed the pocketbook impact of migration on Americans' communities. One reason for this policy is to avoid making any campaign promises on immigration that would be opposed by the donors. Instead, the GOP tries to encourage the turnout of its base voters by spotlighting the non-economic aspects of the migration problem, including crime by migrants, border chaos, and drug smuggling. Some Republicans, including Representative Jim Banks, RN, are learning to make a pocketbook pitch that will raise support among the critical swing voters. Democrats in Congress would rather ignore President Joe Biden's humanitarian disaster than give up their dream of open borders, said a September 25 weekend Republican address by Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM. She continued. But Americans won't be distracted, not by the media, or the radical left. We stand for our workers. We stand for law enforcement. We stand for safe communities. We stand for borders. We stand for America. McCarthy tweeted the Harrell message on the 25th, and then retweeted a September 28 tweet from Representative Jason Smith, RMO, that spotlighted the amnesty's danger to Americans' ability to earn a living. Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.